I'm going to make him a movie he can't review.
It's Beer Movies, thanks to Mietze Bar, your source for all things NZIFF, thanks to the best place to go before or after.
Staff Sergeant Newell, good morning.
Good morning.
You are here to discuss movies with us. How are you feeling? How are you coping with it? I see you've got a wrist guard on there. Film festival's always starting to take its toll.
Yeah, well, it's a very there's a very rigorous preparation process for the film festival, of course. You want to go in at full fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. So it creeps up on you, doesn't it? Yeah, minute you're saying, oh, yeah, it's not too bloody July, and then suddenly it's July. Yeah?
It's too late to do your rehab in the Civic. You've got to kind of get it out of the way first.
No. Oh, you don't want to be found slumped over the urinal in the Civic halfway through a good doco, do you?
Not really.
Missing the end of it and the rest of your life. You know?
Not if it's a good doco. In other circumstances, are pretty much right.
So Steve, here we are. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Wearing my hat of the editor of flicks.co.nz, I've come to push a couple of barrows today.
Okay. Barrow number one.
Barrow number one. Along with our pals at Letterboxd, we're putting on a film quiz during the film festival. So while everyone's like chugging their schedules full of awesome films, we're saying, no, don't do that. Come and sit in the Winter Garden for 2 hours and do a film quiz with us.
Oh, the only people that'd be interested in that would be people that are really into film who wanted to act like they were more into film than other people that are into film.
Yeah, probably. Or just people who want a bunch of free shit.
What sort of stuff do you mean?
Well, I've got boxes next to my desk that have now exceeded the height of my desk. So
you've bought in something for us? Oh no!
No! Okay. No!
Look, keep your stuff in your office. Cool.
Come to the quiz, and you know, might get a poster or something.
Yep. So, what do you win at the quiz? What do you win?
We've got piles of movies. We've got some sort of movie memorabilia bits and pieces. We've got posters. We've got books, and I'm going to go off and make a trophy later this week.
Trophy.
Yeah.
A trophy.
Yeah. Nothing. And I don't know if you've done this before, but nothing is more glamorous. They're going to a trophy store.
I'll tell you what, there's a store, I don't know if it's still around, in Glen Eden, called Trophy Key and Cobble. And I know, just sit on that for a second. Trophy Key and Cobble. Now, Tess, can you guess what they do at Trophy Key and Cobble?
Sell trophies.
Cut keys. Fix shoes.
And fix shoes.
That's right. Trophy Key and Cobble. Shout out to Trophy Key and Cobble.
Everything you need in one place.
And you know the amount of trophy, you can get a trophy for almost anything. So Stevie, I imagine you're going to have a good time.
Will it be a big the trophy?
No, I'm going to choose it from pre-made pieces of plastic.
That looked like they made of gold, though. Yeah. Yeah, and they're massive, and it's still an achievement.
I was under the impression you were going to have like an arts and crafts session.
Yeah, no, it's not like a Patrick Swayze ghost scenario. It's more
not a trophy. That's an icebreaker.
What represents a quiz is it maybe just a little two little plastic guys having an arm wrestle, maybe, or a big cup.
What about a dog, but without holding a movie camera?
Yeah, good. That's quite specific. But I'll check the catalogue. we did this last year. It was a hell of a lot of fun.
Or the dog-a-log.
I think last year it was just a big cup. Hmm. We had a good time in the Winter Garden last year. We're doing it again on Saturday, the 28th of June. Sorry, the 28th of July.
Yes.
One must register. One must register at quizshow.fun is the website to do that.
Quizshow.fun.
Yes. We're very, very close. In fact, maybe actually taking people on a waiting list at this point. So I'm just going to promo that thing that you might not be able to go to.
Okay. However, right now, I'm live on the breakfast show. We can have a quiz, can't we?
Yeah, let's do that. So last year, as an icebreaker question, one of the rounds we did last year was called Col Farmin', because Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell seem to be in every single movie at the New Zealand International Film Festival. So just to get you stretching on the first to start this off.
She's so devastatingly hot.
We'll give you a question number one. When shooting Far and Away, Nicole Kidman's character had to peek under a chamber pot covering Tom Cruise's junk and have a look of, quote, curious delight. What did director Ron Howard put under the hat?
Once again, are you asking people to call in now for this one?
Well, you can just stretch and see if we can get this one. So
309-3879. Call in that kind of. I've got no idea. The chamber pot movies freak me out.
I think was that one of the questions from last year?
Yeah.
It was a teaser.
So we'll try this again. When shooting Far and Away, Nicole Kidman's character had to peek under a chamber pot covering Tom Cruise's junk and have a look of, quote, curious delight. What did director Ron Howard put under the pot?
No, I've no idea.
Trick question, mate. Nothing, a.k.a. it was Tom Cruise's beer junk.
Yeah, that's what I was
So she got to see the underside of his penis and scrotum.
Yeah. Quite possibly.
And gusset. Yeah. And
it's
gusset.
Not even 9 o'clock yeah. yet.
And gusset. Yeah. That's why I use the medical terms, Des.
So anyway, now that we've...
A gusset's not a medical term.
Now that we've lowered the tone, the other thing that was quite fun
Thanks
to do
that,
was plug into the PA at the Winter Garden and make people listen to things like this. The next audio is a motor vehicle from a New Zealand film. Is it A, Goodbye Pork Pie? Is it B, Pork Pie? Is it C, Smash Palace? Or is it D, World's Fastest Indian?
Right, off you go.
Just imagine this through a good PA. Relaxing, eh?
The answer's number four.
Incorrect.
No, it's all right.
Incorrect.
No, you're right.
It's
you're
Smash
wrong.
Smash Palace.
That's
Smash
not
Palace.
How a quiz works, Mikey.
No, no.
But I do. There's nothing wrong with an argument. Arguments all good. Speaking of arguments,
free speech, eh?
Speaking of arguments, name the film that the following bar fight is from. Name the film that the following bar fight is from. Again, think about this going through a
Is this a New Zealand film again, or
no? This is all comers.
So this is just any film that's ever been released with a bar fight in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah. So just I think about films that have good bar fights and work backwards from there.
Trainspotting. Every Which Way But Loose.
it sounds a quite a lot. Every Which Way But Loose. This is the king of bar fight movies, though. This is from Roadhouse.
I guess to know the answer to that, Steve... Come on, man. To know the answer to that, you'd have to be the sort of person that would watch Roadhouse.
Listen to them go.
No one's going, hey, guys, just... Calm down, man. Just leave it.
No. Instead, you've got the same, like, three Foley noises of a bottle breaking just being used over and over and over again in the background.
Robert, can't just leave it, man. Leave it. You guys, just leave it. Stop it. We have grinded a good night. That sort of stuff.
Good old just leave him.
Just leave him.
Okay, last audio.
Next time, mate. Next time, eh? Next time. Meet you back here for next time of the fights. Steve, what else
next time at the fights. Okay, last audio question. Name the film.
Got eyes for Christmas, mate.
Name the film the following dialogue is from.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Huh? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z! Huh?
I would always imagine when you hear bits of audio like that from movies, you go, and cut. Sorry, we had the lights are wrong on that one. Someone ran in the background. Oh, there's a plane going over. Well, that's something. Some guy's belting that out every time. I've got an idea, Steve. That's, tell us all about it.
Well, that's the amazing Nicolas Cage.
I knew it was Nicolas Cage for some reason.
So that's him in Vampire's Kiss. It's kind of him discovering his Nicolas Cage for the first time. And that whole film, that is worth a weekend watch, Vampire's Kiss, just to watch... his full unhinged performance as a young dude discovering what it means to be crazy Nicolas Cage.
Now that brings us to an interesting part of the conversation, Steve, where I have a Nicolas Cage related combination double pass to the Hollywood Avondale Friday the 3rd of August, is that?
Friday 3rd of August,
9:30 p.m. a Nicolas Cage movie called Mandy.
Holy shit. Look, of all the films in the bursting at the seams New Zealand International Film Festival program, the one that we excitedly asked if they were going to screen so that we could sponsor is a film called Mandy. So on the one hand, there's Palm d'Or winners, and the other, there's a Nicolas Cage revenge film with his face covered in blood, and we thought that was the one that we wanted to be associated with.
This is one that the flicks have decided you want to put your name to?
Absolutely.
What's it all about? It sounds like the thing is with Nicolas Cage, you can't 100% write him off. You've got to have a read. You've got to have a think about it. You've got to go, he's a grizzled ex-cop who... No, okay, not that one. And the next one is he discovers a... No, not that one. And then, but this one, Mandy, you put your name to it. Steve, tell us all about it. You must have seen it.
I'm actually not seeing this until until it plays at the Civic and Hollywood. I'm going to go to both of those sessions because, I mean, it's the funny thing about the festival. This is going to sound very entitled, but there's something really special about watching films that you get one or two chances to see with a good crowd. I'd rather do that than watch them on my bloody laptop.
Jesus Christ, you're a purist. It's very impressive, but I can't do it myself.
Mandy's from a director with an incredible name, which is Panos Cosmatos. Just let that one
permeate for a minute. M. Night Shyamalan, whatever his name is.
And he made a film a few years ago called Beyond the Black Rainbow, which was trippy, weird business. This is seems like it's more sort of direct thing. It's a hallucinogenic revenge thriller. Nicolas Cage is hunting down a religious sect led by a weirdo cult leader who have abducted his wife.
And, that old doozy.
According to the poster, people got very excited when the poster was released because it seemed to intimate that Nicolas Cage has a chainsaw fight.
I tell you what, I would rate Nicolas Cage in a chainsaw fight.
Yeah.
He's lanky, he's got a strong grip, he's focused, you know, his hair's not gonna get in the way.
I reckon only person in a chainsaw fight that you'd be able to hear yelling over the chainsaw.
Yeah, that's cool, that's what I mean. Can you name anyone that would beat him in a chainsaw fight? Just off the top of your head.
Oh, jeez. Pass.
I can't think of anyone.
Next question.
Brad Pitt, because he's gorgeous, but that's it.
So, yes, I'm super excited about this film. It played at Sundance in the late night section, and it got some of the strongest reviews out of the Sundance Film Festival. It just seems like it's trippy, psychedelic, violent bonkersness.
It sounds like just a ticket for a BFM listener. How should we do this giveaway, Steve?
I reckon that... I'd just be keen to hear what's a good Nicolas Cage film.
What about Nicolas Cage impersonation? Or is that too hard?
Oh, shit, that's good.
Yes!
Yeah. Can we... Yeah, that's great. That's great.
What's this you put on, Sarah? What's this? Some very unsettling carry-on.
This is from Panos Cosmatos' previous film, Beyond the Black Rainbow, just to give you a sense of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right, well, let's...
309-389-9, a Nicolas Cage impersonation... don't panic if you're a lady or a female and you think you can't do a Nicholas Manny. We'll take that into consideration. 309-3879, good morning.
Good morning. Good Nicholas Cage film?
Yes, please.
Leaving Las Vegas?
No, an impersonation, my friend. So do a little speech from there, your favourite line?
I could only remember the potty mouth one, not suitable for now.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your self-censoring there. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
I really like This Is a Sneaks and Jagger. Similar to my individuality and my pursuit of personal freedom. Good morning. You guys both look at me like you don't even know who Nicolas Cage is, but guess what I do? Boom. You there, caller?
Red Rock West.
Red Rock West?
Yep.
Steve?
Great movie.
Yeah, it's a good. I tell you what, I think we've caught the callers on the hop, though. Because what we're after...
I just might have done the best Nicolas Cage impersonation in New Zealand just then.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not.
We're after an impersonation. We just want to hear a quick line, Nicolas Cage.
Come on,
oh,
mate.
We're in trouble here.
I'm happy with that. Are you happy with that?
Can you go to the film? Would you like the double pass to Mandy?
I'd love it.
Oh, excellent.
On Friday the 3rd at 9:30 p.m. of August, are you ready to do that?
Which picture theatre?
Hollywood and Avondale.
Oh, the Pit. Okay.
Have you been to the Pit since they sourced it up?
Oh, yes.
It's not a... Yeah, that's a beautiful... That is a resplendent cinematic experience.
I'll give you my details off here.
Ooh.
Now that screen is going to be a doozy. We're going to try and stick around afterwards for a bit of a debrief of what
congratulate yourselves at the same time, commiserate
what craziness we just watched together, and have a bit of maybe just group therapy afterwards.
So how long has that movie been out for?
It's been doing the festival rounds over the last few months. It's got a US release coming maybe in a few months' time. The trailer only released about maybe a month ago. So this is very much a new hot ticket that we don't know too much about, and I'm really enjoying staying under the cone of silence, not finding out too much about it either.
The
chainsaw fight, though.
Chainsaw fight? Would you see these things with a chainsaw? You can't throw it. The minute you throw it, it stops from working. I mean, you could throw it. Like, if it landed on your head, it would hurt, but I mean...
Gaffer tape?
To what? Gaffer tape?
Just the trigger?
Hey, hold this fight. That's like being at school and take your watch off before you have a fight. Hey, well done, Mark, and well done, listeners. We continue on talking about movies after 9 o'clock. It's 8 minutes to 9. Thank you, Steve. Let's tell us, why don't we just do a little recap for those people that are going to go to work at 9 o'clock about what's going on with the film festival nonsense. So the New Zealand International Film Festival.
3 weeks of cinematic piggery. We're just going to go and watch a buttload of movies.
You know, I appreciate the film festival because people who enjoy cinema, you give it your all, you know, and you put that much effort in, you deserve the spoils that you get. And what a big packet of spoils it is, the film festival. We'll can't talk wait, more about what's on the film festival now. Can't wait to guts into it.
Can't wait to guts into it.
I'm just getting in the zone because we're going to be talking fireworks and movies about fireworks very shortly. And you know what? That tickles my fancy.
Control.